The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report recently saying the rate of suicide has gone up about 25% in the country in nearly two decades. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros talked with Mordecai Dixon, who's with the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay, about the results closer to home. Florida's suicide rate rose more than 10% between 1999 and 2016.
What does this report tell us about suicide in the state of Florida?
The report is telling us about a growing trend. What was once not considered a public health issue, or maybe we created a number of reasons for why suicide existed, we're now starting to see that there's a realistic trend.
What do we know about the rates here locally? What do you see?
The rates are commensurate. Since last week, we've seen and taken almost 160 national suicide prevention line calls. That's a lot of phone calls from members of our community, Hillsborough specific, that are in pain, or third parties who are concerned about someone who's in pain or is suffering.
So were you surprised when the report came out showing Florida's suicide rate has increased since 1999?
Not at all. We've noticed the trends. We live it daily. We are seeing communities that are having a harder time getting their needs met. And so with that level of disconnect from the community at large, you're going to have increases in suicide, potentially.
I'm wondering what it's like for you to do the work that you do in trying to prevent these incidents, and then seeing this kind of research and the rates coming out. What is it like for you when you see something like that?
We feel this is a public health issue, and so we're very concerned, obviously, when we see rates rise, especially when more interventions and efforts to combat these problems are being put forth unsuccessfully. We do realize, however, that if we don't do this and we don't continue, that these rates will skyrocket.
What do you need from the state of Florida still? Like, how can the state of Florida help you to get to your goal of lowering these rates?
I think all states, Florida included, has to start looking at how do we take away the stigma and promote the education at all levels and begin that education in our school settings, our community service settings, families, you know, how much of that work is being done. Then our professional networks need that information as well. We are completely burning out our public safety employees. Law enforcement are responding to these issues. And although well-trained and caring and all of that, they're overwhelmed. We have to find ways to not have this be a reactive intervention opposed to a proactive one where folks really feel comfortable. In my current role, I help teach people how to become comfortable with this topic. And so I believe, despite the efforts of the advocates for suicide prevention and intervention, there is so much more work that can be done at the community level and governmentally and even in the judiciary to help promote healthy lives.
Mordecai Dixon with the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available 24 hours a day. Operators connect callers with help in their communities. The number, 1-800-273-8255. You can also always dial 211.